and a welcome from the 45,000 Texaco dealers who serve you with Fire Chief gasoline. And now we present His Honor the Mayor of Texaco Town, Eddie Cantor.
Thank you. Hello, everybody. Hello, James. Well, we've certainly been on the go night and day showing Hollywood to your mother and father.
That's right, Eddie. In fact, I haven't found time to fill out my income tax.
Jimmy, do what I did. Save money by having your income tax made out by Sally Rand.
Sally Rand?
Sure, she takes off everything.
Say, you know, Eddie, taxes were much lower years ago.
Yeah, and so were salaries.
Boy, you said it. Well, you have no idea what my father was getting when I was born.
No, Jimmy, I bet he didn't either. Seriously, how are your mother and father?
Oh, they're swell, Eddie. My folks just love you for the wonderful time you showed them during the past week. And I appreciate it.
Sure, you appreciate it. How? By doing what you did at the Trocadero last night?
What?
I'll admit the prices are high there, Jimmy, but that's no reason for you to steal a jar of mustard.
Well...
Jimmy, wait a minute. You shouldn't do it. Jimmy, it's petty. What if you were caught? They say Cantor has fine friends stealing mustard. If you're going to take Jimmy, take some spoons, take a few knives, take up some real things. You know,
Eddie,
what I mean? If you're going to take some things.
Of all things, you really...
Sure, and not only... And a tray, Jimmy. I got a nice tray, too.
Well,
and a coffee pot like this doesn't hurt either. You know what I mean, Jimmy?
Say, Eddie, I want to ask you...
Wait a minute, Renard. Renard, will you put in your shirt tail, will you, please?
That's not my shirt tail. It's a tablecloth.
A tablecloth? Where did you get it?
At the Trocadero. I figured so long as you pay $3 cover charge, I might as well take it home.
How do you like to be right down here?
Hello, Mayor Cantor's office. Who? Trocadero? Yeah, I'll tell him.
Who is it, operator?
It's the manager of the Trocadero. He says to please send back the stuff you took. They'd like to open tonight.
Of course I'm going to send it back. I never keep anything I'm not entitled to.
Then you better send back the money you've been getting from Texaco. Hello, Texaco Fire Chief. Hello, Texaco Fire Chief. Hello, Texaco Fire Chief.
Wait a minute. Why do you keep saying Texaco Fire Chief over the switchboard?
I'm just putting in a plug.
Get out of here with it. That's Wallington's business. An operator, order some flowers delivered to Mrs. Wallington right away. The Eddie Cantor specials.
Eddie Cantor specials?
Yeah, some orchids.
You know, Eddie?
Yeah?
Eddie, you shouldn't have sent flowers. You've done enough for my dad and mother.
Well, Jimmy, to tell the truth, I'm all worn out from going places the past week. Look, do you think your folks would be offended if we didn't go out tonight?
No, I don't. I'm tired out myself, so I can imagine how my parents feel.
Well, you can ask them, because here they are, Jimmy.
Say, Mother.
Yeah, ask your mother. Go on, ask your mother and ask your dad. Sure.
Look, Mother. Mother, we're all pretty tired, and we thought that tonight you and Dad might want to get some sleep.
Sleep? Shucks, we slept Tuesday night. Let's go. Yippee!
Look, he's young.
Boy, you should have seen us at the Cotton Club last night.
What do you mean? After you left, you went to the Cotton Club last night?
Sure. We entered in a dance contest.
In a contest? You and the missus?
Yes, but we got put off the floor for rough dancing.
Well, kids will be kids. Tonight, I'm going to give you both a chance to really dance.
Where are we going?
Let's hop in my car and go to the Coconut Grove and Ben Burney.
Yowza!
Well, here's the famous Coconut Grove.
Yes, Mr. Cantor.
Yes?
Will you give me your autograph on this?
All right, but I never signed my name before on a paper bag. Here you are. Now, folks, I'll tell you what I... Wait a minute, what are you doing, young fella? What are you blowing up the bag for? Say, wait a minute, that bag had my name on it, and you broke it.
Well, what do you expect from a bag? I'll win.
Get out of here with it.
What a cute little rascal.
Yeah, cute. If he was a little smaller, I would have taken a poke at him, believe me. You know, one thing I...
Good evening, Mr. Cantor.
Oh, hello. Hello, Ruben.
Here's a nice table for you.
Isn't this a beautiful place? Oh, I'm so excited.
Well, look, there's Fred Astaire dancing.
Where?
Here, right in front of us.
Yes, and there's Carol Lombard and Myrna Loy.
Oh, the women are wearing such low-cut dresses.
Well, the opera season opened tonight. They're just dressed for the opera.
Opera? It looks more like they're dressed for an operation.
Hey, Ma, right behind you. There's Greta Garbo.
Yeah, she's giving a farewell party.
Is she leaving for Sweden again?
Yep. I met her yesterday at the Internal Revenue Office, and I heard her say, "I'm taxed. I go home."
Oh, Jimmy, I'm scared.
Scared of what, Mother?
Boris Karloff's right opposite us.
Yeah, you know, Boris Karloff eats here every night for nothing.
For nothing?
Yeah, the waiters are afraid to give him a check.
Say, look, Dad, Paul Muni is sitting with Louise Reiner. And the statuettes they have on the table are their Academy Awards.
Well, they also have a loving cup at their table.
That's not a loving cup, Mr. Wallington. That's Clark Gable. Oh, look, look, look. Look, here comes a photographer. Everybody get pretty. They take pictures here of all the celebrities.
Good evening, Mr. Cantor.
Yeah.
Would you mind moving a little to the left?
Yeah, how's that?
A little more, please.
Okay.
Mr. Renard, would you move to the right? All the way over to the right.
Well, how's this?
Fine, hold it still. That'll do it.
Did you get a good picture of us?
Oh, I wasn't taking you. I photographed Miss Garber right in back of you.
Get out of here. What's going on? Let's get something to eat. Waiter.
Yes, sir.
We'd like something to eat.
Yes, sir. Let me see. 8 knives, 4 forks, 4 spoons, 4 butter plates.
What's the idea of taking inventory?
We heard about you at the Trocadero. Yeah.
See what the mustard did?
See what it did? It says here on the menu, a Crosby cocktail. What's that, Eddie?
A Crosby cocktail. One drink and bing.
I'll have one of those.
Well, Mother, what are you going to have?
Oh, give me some pâté de foie gras, some cream of mushroom soup, a filet mignon with lyonnaise potatoes, some endive salad, and a large...
Mother, you know I'm paying tonight.
Oh. Then bring me some Graham crackers and a demi-tasse.
And you, Mr. Cantor?
Give me a chicken sandwich and coffee. No butter on the bread.
Is it my turn already? I'm very, very hungry.
Mr. Renard, what do you want?
Never mind what he wants. Just take him out on the lawn and let him graze.
Mother, here's one of your favorites, Ben Burney. Yep. Yeah.
Salutations to all you gals and the guys you've brung with you. Sitting over here, my good friends, right opposite my cigar, is my old pal Eddie Cantor. Let's bring him up.
Thank you. Thank you, Ben. I didn't expect to be called on. Say, you know you've been playing at the Coconut Grove every night for months. I'll bet you've seen hundreds of motion picture stars.
Yeah, Eddie, and I'm kind of getting tired of it. Yeah. It's a relief to see a fella like you come in.
Ben, you bruised my aesthetic soul. You really have, yes.
I'm sorry, Eddie. The truth is that they were actually thinking of giving you the Academy Award.
Don't be silly. Why, I didn't even make a picture in 1936.
That's why they were thinking of giving you the Academy Award, Eddie.
Yeah. Ben, you know, Strike Me Pink was my last picture.
Let's hope so.
Yeah. I forgot to tell you, Mr. Burney, I saw the preview of your picture the other night. Wake up and leave.
No, it's wake up and live.
Don't tell me what the audience did.
Of course, I only have a small part in the picture.
A small part? I didn't see you at all.
You didn't?
No, Jimmy Wallington sat with me. He sneezed, I turned around to say Gesundheit, and I missed you. Kidding aside, Ben, honestly, I think Wake Up and Live will be a smash hit.
Yeah, Eddie, I'm introducing the songs on my program next Tuesday night.
Good, we'll all be listening.
I hear that you've got the best story for your picture you ever had.
Well, to be perfectly frank, they're saying on the 20th Century Fox lot that I'm another Shirley Temple.
They didn't exactly say that, Eddie.
No?
No. What they did say was that you've got the mind of a 7-year-old.
Yep. Well, don't you worry about me, Benjamin. I'm staying right here in California. I have a good contract.
Oh, that's fine.
I have a beautiful home.
Great.
A lovely family.
That's grand.
You know, I'm no fool. I've got a head.
Yeah, that's swell. Yeah.
Ben, no kidding. You know, your mind works just like fire chief gasoline. It's got that lightning action.
Oh, come here, my dear fellow. How about a little boost for the old maestro sponsor, American Can?
Oh, you want me to say something about American Can?
Here, here.
All right, here, here. Every American can afford to buy Fire Chief gasoline.
Hey, Eddie, come on, give me a break, will you? I need a good plug.
Yeah, the way you've been doing at Santa Anita Racetrack, you certainly need a good plug. All right, Ben, here's a break for you. Listen. B is for those bum jokes you've been telling. E is for the eggs that you have laid. R is for the ropes you smoke that's smelling. N is for the nags that you have played. I is for the insults you give Winchell. E is for his answers, oh so mean. Put them all together, they spell Bernie.
Yelda.
Who uses fire chief gasoline.
Oh, dear, dear, dear. Eddie, Now I know why the Texaco people call you a great salesman. Uh-huh. You earn the money you get.
Well, I need that money, Benny. You try buying stockings for five girls.
I'll bet they give you a run for your money.
Yeah. Oh! Say, you're lucky at that, having one boy. And I want to congratulate you, Ben, on his recent betrothal.
Thank you, Eddie.
He's engaged to a girl, isn't he?
Of course, he's engaged to a girl. What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that? What's wrong with my five girls? Patronize your friends, Ben.
An idea. You show me a statement and I'll show you a statement.
All right.
Hey, seriously, his being engaged is a worry off my mind. Now I'm going down to Florida for several months vacation.
Is it true, Benny, that you're giving the orchestra a vacation too?
Yeah, Eddie. And while I'm gone, I'm placing my boys with other bands. By the way, can you use a couple of boys?
Can Cantor use a couple of boys?
Oh, Father, I didn't know what I was saying. But now I do. Everybody here at the Coconut Grove tonight, I'm sure, would like to hear Eddie Cantor sing a song. What do you say?
Well, never had such trouble, dear, getting you to cuddle near. My, but you're slow. Honey, don't you know? Love is good for anything that ails you. Baby, there is nothing love can do. Love is good for anything that ails you. How about a sweet romance for two? A kiss will pep you up. A hug will step you up. If dreams have kept you up, why you don't need pills, you need thrills. Love's a precious thing that never fails you. Love is good for anything that ails you. I can't give you anything but love, baby. Diamond bracelets, Woolworth doesn't sell, baby. Till that lucky day, you know darn well, baby. A kiss will pep you up. A hug will step you up. If dreams have kept you up, why you don't need pills, you need thrills. Love's a precious thing that never fails you. Love is good for anything that ails you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, goodbye, Ben Burney, and thanks for the use of the Coconut Grove.
Eddie, goodbye to you and your friends, and I want to tell you it was a pleasure having you here.
Thank you, Benjamin. Thank you.
Well, Eddie, I paid the check. Let's go see the sight.
Jimmy, if you paid the check, we've seen the greatest sight of all time. Look, I'll go out and get the car while you get up here and tell the people about another great Texaco product. Besides cancer. Go ahead, will you?
A great achievement in modern transportation is the Greyhound bus system that carries passengers swiftly and dependably to all parts of the country. And those big Greyhound buses give you comfort as well as speed, despite the terrific pounding that goes on out of sight, down under in the chassis. Naturally, Greyhound demands the best possible chassis lubricant to soften shocks and to avoid wear and tear on expensive chassis parts. And so, Greyhound engineers chose Marfac, M-A-R-F-A-K, the scientific Texaco chassis lubricant. Because Marfac lasts and lubricates twice as long as ordinary grease. You can get Marfac at Texaco dealers from coast to coast. And just as Marfac saves money for Greyhound, it will also save you money. Automobile dealers all over the country report that regular and proper lubrication increases the trade-in value of automobiles from $50 to $100. Marfac properly lubricates the entire chassis. It has the stamina to stand up under the hammering impacts of the hardest wear and tear. Follow the lead of the country's largest bus companies and airlines. Insist on the best. Ask for a Marfac job. Tell me, what are you thinking about?
Oh, here we are, riding along with your mother and father, you. I'm just thinking what a time our telephone operator must be having at the City Hall.
Hello? Who? Mayor Cantor? He's out showing Hollywood to the Wallingtons. Hello, Mayor Cantor's office. Oh, hello, Ma. No, I'm not coming home for dinner, so I can't stop at the butcher's and pick up your kidneys. Goodbye, Ma. Hello, Mayor Cantor's office. Who's calling? Oh, hello, Walpole. Say, I tell you, I'm fit to be fried. You know my friend Stella that worked with the circus? Well, she made a blind date for me. She said I'd meet a wealthy stuntman in show business. Stuntman was right. He turned out to be a midget. 28 years old, and he never stood as high as a good-sized Airedale. Imagine me and a midget dancing. I ain't never going to be able to straighten up again. Honest, you ain't never seen such a small midget. We hadn't taken three steps before I cracks him on the chin with my kneecap and nearly knocks him out. A couple of times during the dance, he nearly strangled himself on my shoelaces. Yeah, honest, it was awful. I suggested going to the bar to get a drink, so I ordered me a schooner of beer, and he had two of them. Next thing I knew, he was chinning himself on the brass rail. Terrible. But the payoff came when one of the waiters put him on the end of a stick and started to clean the windows with him. Yeah. Oh, I gotta go now, kiddo. I'll be seeing you. Goodbye now.
Say, look, this is Olvera Street. It's 150 years old, the oldest street in Los Angeles. And it's exactly like a Mexican village.
Say, Eddie, let's take the folks into this restaurant.
Oh, I see. It's my turn, eh?
Welcome, welcome. Buenas noches, senor.
Waiter, what is some good Mexican food?
No, no, it is not Mexican. It is called Mexican, senor.
Yeah.
Oh, Mexico, what it has done for me.
Yeah, oh, Mexico, what it has done for all of us.
Why, it's a lady. She's fighting with her husband.
If it's a lady fighting with her husband, it must be Lupe Valet. It is. Come over here, Lupe. Come in here. Lupe, tell me, how did you and Johnny ever come to get married?
I go into a seafood place and I see a sign, we serve anything that swims.
Yeah?
And like a fool, I order Johnny Weissmuller.
Luby, what's wrong? Why do you fight with Johnny all the time?
I come home every night and find my husband hanging from the chandelier.
Yeah?
And making, oh!
But Luby, I know Johnny is crazy about you. He told me a dozen times.
Oh, I know this. He always called me his wonderful senora.
Yeah.
Your wife, Ida? She's a wonderful senora, too?
Oh, sure. She's such a wonderful senora, I have to sleep in the next room.
Oh, you're so funny, Eddie. You make me laugh, you big fool.
You mean I'm a sap?
What'd you say?
I said sap, sap. Look, look, what comes out of trees?
My husband, Tarzan. Oh!
Gee, I'd love to work in the next Tarzan picture. I can see myself swinging from tree to tree without any clothes on.
Shame yourself.
Why?
A man like you wants to take away the bread and butter out of somebody's mouth.
You're afraid I'm trying to take away Johnny's job?
No, but the poor monkeys have to eat, too.
Get away from me. Tell me the truth, Luby.
Look, yeah?
Aren't you jealous with Johnny at the studio all day long making love to those beautiful actresses?
Mm-mm. No. I think it's very nice for Johnny to practice.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Why do you like it? Why do you like him to practice?
So when he comes home to Luby, he's perfect.
Well, someday, Luby, I'd like to have you be the leading lady in one of my pictures.
Mm-mm, no, you American actors don't know how to make love.
No?
You kiss a girl like that.
Yeah?
And
yeah?
She's finished.
Yeah?
But in Mexico, we give a kiss like this.
Like what?
What?
Now I'm finished. Spirits of ammonia! Honestly, Lupe, you know, if you were in my picture... What are you doing, shedding? Lupe, if you were in my picture, I'd really make love to you.
All right, let me see. Let me see what you do.
Yeah.
Put your left arm around my waist.
Yes.
Put your right arm around my shoulder.
Yes.
Put both arms around me. Now
you wait a minute. What am I, an octopus? What's the matter with you? No, I'm not kidding. Give me an opportunity, and I can be a regular Johnny Weissmuller.
You, a Johnny Weissmuller. You have to show me.
All right. Close your eyes, and I'll kiss you, like this. Well?
Bye, you're not Johnny.
Yeah? Fair, you're not either. Oh, Loopy, if you could only make your filter fish. Oh. Loopy, Valet, you know, you must... Are there any kosher Mexicans? You know, you've been awfully sweet to stand for all this fooling. On every radio program, they ask you to sing. Tonight, you sit down with the Wallingtons, and we'll try and entertain you.
All right, but first I have to introduce you to my people.
Go ahead, introduce me.
Señores y caballeros, caballeros y señoras, yo tengo mucho gusto en introducirles
Loopy.
A ustedes el señor Encanto, que
Loopy.
Les va a cantar a usted una canción
Loopy.
En español que estoy segura
Loopy,
que...
Loopy, we're only on for a half an hour.
Oh, my God.
Oh, what a sweet melody. Spanish music to me is the thing with the swing that gets under my skin. Oh, there's a spell over me, and it's easy to see that a dance of romance is about to begin. Oh, give me a touch of old Spain, a rollicky rumba refrain, 'cause I feel so Spanish tonight. Just give me a chance to make whoopee with a sweet senorita like Loopy, 'cause I feel so Spanish tonight. Give me lots of tambourines and the steel guitar, any old guitar, and you'll hear me sing La Cucaracha, you no quiero caminaro. Just give me a flock of tamales, the kind that they had in the Follies. I'll show you who's really dynamite. If I should stop doing the rumba, I'd put Fred Astaire on the bumba, 'cause I feel so Spanish tonight.
Hey, Eddie.
Yep.
Eddie, I don't want to hurry you, but you know my folks have got to get to the train.
Don't say anything, but Bernard is bringing his whole band down to the depot.
Yeah.
Well, folks, let's go. The station is only...
Train leaving on track 5 for Albuquerque. Kansas City, Chicago.
All right, boys, here come the Wallingtons. One, two.
Eddie, I do want to thank you for giving us the most wonderful week Mr. Wallington and I have ever had.
You've been mighty sweet, Eddie, and we do appreciate it.
Oh, Mr. Canter.
What is it, lady?
Oh, we listen to you every Sunday night on the radio.
Yeah?
Do you mind if my little boy Philip looks at you?
Why, no, not at all.
All right, now, Philip, look at Eddie Canter. And remember, if you don't eat your spinach tomorrow, I'm going to make you look at him again.
Yep, get out of here, will you? What?
You shouldn't have sent all those flowers and candy to our drawing room.
Oh, hush, that's nothing. I've got a real going-away present for you. You'll still be on the train St. Patrick's Day, and so here's a little Irish gift in the form of two small packages. Bobby Breen and Deanna Durbin. Come out here, children.
She left Killarney. Did your mother kiss the Blarney? Cause your little touch a brogue you can't disguise. Oh, I wouldn't be romancing, I can only see you dancing while the Kerry pipers play. Sure, maybe we'll be sharing in the shamrock you'll be wearing on the next St. Patrick's Day. Did your mother come from Ireland? 'Cause there's something in you Irish, and that bit of a Thank you.
that shines in your heart, and the brow that furrowed and wrinkled with care. I kiss the dear fingers, so toil worn upon me.
Are leaving. You know, we've had a lot of fun with them this week. They've been to our house for dinner. We've been to their place. They bought you some toys, didn't they? And
yes,
you,
sir.
They bought that little hat, the cute. Now, kiss Mrs. Wallington and kiss Mr. Wallington. I'm sure nobody will feel bad that they're leaving now. Go on.
Bye,
dear.
Bye.
Goodbye, son.
All aboard.
Bye, dear.
Aboard. All aboard.
Well, goodbye, Mother.
Goodbye, son.
Goodbye, Dad.
Goodbye, Jimmy. Take care of yourself.
Goodbye, Eddie.
Goodbye.
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 Hurry. Don't forget. Wherever you are, remember.
I love to spend each Sunday with you. As friend to friend. I'm sorry it's true. I'm telling you. Just how I feel, I hope you feel that way too. Let's make a date for next Sunday night. I'm here to stay. Will be my delight to bring again the things you want me to. I love to spend each Sunday with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, may we invite you to listen to an announcement of a special interest next Sunday evening on this same program. At that time, we not only invite you to listen to it, but we invite you also to ask some of your friends, at least three or four of your friends, to listen, because you will hear an announcement which might mean that two of you come to Hollywood for a vacation, all expenses paid, no matter where you live. In the meantime, listen to the siren and bell of Texaco Fire Chief Gasoline. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
B.U.L.O.V.A. Bulova Watch Time. W.A.B.C. New York.